KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Currently 28 degrees in Atlantic. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning in Atlantic beginning at 8:30. And during their session in their boardroom at the courthouse, the supervisors will act on filling the vacancy of an elected county officer by means of appointment or to call for a special election with regard to the position of county attorney, which becomes vacant January 1st, 2018. Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein announced his resignation in mid-August, not long after the supervisors voted to change the position from a part-time to a full-time job. Doing so ties the hands of an elected county attorney, Wiederstein has said, with their regard to the ability to work in a private practice. Earlier this year, the board announced that it was their intention to appoint a county attorney. In other business, the board today will act on approving a cooperative agreement between the county and Iowa DOT, and that is with regard to Buck Creek under Interstate 80. They'll also work on drafting an ordinance which would authorize the operation of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility terrain vehicles on county roadways and trails, and possibly set the dates for hearings to consider the ordinance. Among the other final orders of business, other than the regular county department head reports, is action on a resolution to withdraw from a 28E agreement with the Iowa Precinct Atlas Consortium and the appointment of a member to the SIRHA, or Southern Iowa Authority Housing Authority, Commission. Officials with the Cass County Health System report that at the Monday business meeting for the Cass County Board of Health, Pat Markham was presented with a certificate of appreciation for more than 30 years of service on the Cass County Board of Health. Markham is resigning from the board as she will be relocating outside of the county after the new year and will be ineligible to fill the position. Beth Olson, Director of Public Health for Cass County, said Pat has played a crucial role in promoting and protecting the health of the public. It's been an honor to work with her in advancing public health initiatives throughout the county, and she has tremendous wealth of knowledge and experience that will be greatly missed by the entire board. The Cass County Board of Health works to support the mission of public health by developing public health policy, assuring compliance with legal responsibilities, and supporting quality practices. Well, Dedder Motor Company and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced that the nominations are currently being accepted for the 17th Annual Athena Award in Atlantic. The award will be presented on Saturday, January 13th, 2018, at the Cass County Community Center. And it will be presented to an exceptional individual who has achieved excellence in his or her business profession, has served the community in a meaningful way, and has assisted women with their attainment of professional goals and leadership skills. The Athena Award was first presented in 1982 in Lansing, Michigan, and has grown to include presentations to more than 6,000 individuals in hundreds of cities across the globe. Last year's winner was 2017 winner was Tressa Wilcox. Dedder Motor Company say they believe in the values underlying Athena's philosophy of incorporating talent and expertise of women in the leadership of our businesses, our communities, and our government. The spirit of the Athena Award program is captured in a quotation from Plato, and that is that what is honored in a country will be cultivated there, and by honoring exceptional leaders, others will be encouraged to excel. Now, those interested in nominating an individual can pick up a nomination packet at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce on North Chestnut Street, or go to www.atlanticiowa.com. Either way, nominations are due by December 12th at noon in the chamber office. The head of the state's prison system says in the past decade, Iowa is just one of two states in the country where there has been an increase in homicides, robberies, rapes, and aggravated assaults. Iowa Department of Corrections Director Jerry Bartriff says at the same time, the number of paroled prisoners who commit another violent crime is creeping up.
So if you see an increase of crime in the community and an increase in crime of people that have been returned to the community, that tells me we've got something that we need to do differently.
Bartriff says Iowa remains fairly safe, and the data is somewhat skewed as percentage increases look huge because Iowa's population and the crime rate is small. However, the prison director says that while there was a 10% decline in violent crimes in Iowa cities with more than 50,000 residents last year, there was a 50% increase in violent crime in Iowa cities with fewer than 10,000 residents.
So we think that we can be part of the solution, but this data drives us to say we've got to do something.
18 years ago, the Iowa Department of Corrections began collecting data on prisoners behind bars and those who'd been released. Bartra said in 2015 the data analysis was ramped up to come up with a more precise reading on which prisoners are the best candidates for parole. The ultimate goal, he says, is in Iowa with no more victims.
So we think with the things that we're doing now in 2027, we believe we can see a reduced prison population. We can see recidivism reduced. We can see criminal justice costs lowered and a safer Iowa. That's where we want to go.
There are nearly 8,300 inmates inside Iowa's prisons today. About 20,000 people are on probation, with nearly 4,000 others being regularly monitored by a parole officer. Bartrop's agency is also monitoring about 1,700 other people who are awaiting a criminal trial. In the funeral announcements, Bernard Murtis, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. A memorial mass of Christian burial for Bernard Murtis will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Stuart Furman, age 66, of Texas, died November 16th in San Antonio. Memorial services for Stuart Furman will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Dick Howard will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kenneth Meyer, age 90, of Denison, died Monday in Denison. A gathering to remember Kenneth Meyer will be held Saturday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. The Pauly Jones Vannebecker Funeral Home of Denison is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.